Okay, we're up to Shir number 7, number 10. Okay, let's begin. Bezer Hashem, we'll finish up the Chazara today. let's finish up, though, starting with Shir 7, number 10. What are the kashas Taisas and Rashi that got me Mumkul Rabin? So, that's the top Taisas. Rashi held Mumkul Rabin is Mandar Ein Erev Parshis Hain. Very, very clear shita, identical to Ravacha Bredevika. It's a Dindi Raisa. So we pointed out, Taisus has three kashas on Rashi. Let's get them, okay? Three kashas on Rashi. Number one, okay? Rabbi Abo made a claim that everyone holds Ein Shnayim Shadonu Ein Divrayim Din. All the Tanoim in the world. Halacha L'maisa, okay? All the Tanoim in the world hold this. And therefore, according to Rashi, well, this Bryce is a Tana, and this Tana doesn't subscribe to that, right? That's a very, very strong kasha. Halacha l'maisa. Truth of the matter is that the Ran even adds on that kasha, just pointed out, that the Gemara should have what? Should have even asked on Rava from this Bryce. We added that on. Rava is the one who holds Erev Parshas saying, right? You should ask from this Bryce that the Bryce tells any of Parshas. Okay, that's number one kasha. Number two, what was the second kasha? Rav Yosef in Gittin holds what? He holds Shlichusayu, correct? So if he holds Shlichusayu, what does that imply? What does that imply? That Minatora you require how many? Three smuchim based on Erev Parshas saying. That means Rav Yosef and Gittin holds Erev Parshas saying. And what does Rav Yosef hold in our Gemara? That's the Gemara goes on and says, according to Rav Yosef with Mar Zutra, right? That he holds that what? A Yachid Mumcha is good. Din is good. That holds Ein Erev Parshas, steering Rav Yosef. That's the second kasha. And then lastly, the third kasha was, the Gemara has a suffix here that if you do a Din Torah without a Netivus Rishus, is the Din a Din? So, what's the side in the Gemara? What's the side in the Gemara to say that the din is not a din? Right? What's the side in the Gemara? That was the first side. That what's the side in the Gemara that the din is not a din? If you don't have an Atilus Shushus, you hold like Rabbi Abo. And seemingly this question is an offshoot of the Brisa. So you don't tell me this Brisa is not Rabbi Abo. It's Rav Acha Bredevika, the way Rashi says. The way the Gemara lines it up with the Shaila is the whole side to say why it wouldn't work is because you hold like Rabbi Abo. So it's Mamish from Neobe against Rashi. So those are the three kashas. So that answers number 10. Number 11. Give the two terutzim to kashas on Taisus in the Pshat and Rashi. So we wanted to say the following. We wanted to say that in order to answer the first kasha, the Taisa Rosh and the Rashba say, well, Rabbi Abo can always hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel is of the opinion that you always need three. But the Chachamim and Amud Beis hold one is enough. So in other words, even though Rabbi Abo said El Divrei Hakol, okay, the Divrei Hakol is like Lav Dafka. Doesn't have to be everybody. Okay? Doesn't have to be everybody. Then we said the following, and that is that, how do you answer the second kasha about Rav Yosef? How do you answer the second kasha about Rav Yosef? That's only according to Tosaf L'Shitaso, that Elohim is going on what? On Lifnehem. That's according to the Manarayer of Parshia saying. But Rashi says in Gittin, Lifnehem is going on the Shivim Skenim. So according to Rav Yosef, according to Rashi, Rav Yosef might hold Ein Erev Parshia saying. Ein Erev Parshia. And if you hold Ein Erev Parshia saying, so that's why Yachid can judge, no problem. So Yitoso is only asking L'Shitaso that L'maisa, Tois L'Shitaso, Lifnehem is going out of Lukim, and therefore we learn that there's a Din Mumchim, and that's only according to Amad Namur holds Erev Parshia saying, right? But Rashi holds that Rav Yosef holds Ein Erev Parshia saying. Because Rashi holds that Lukim is not going on what? The Lifnehem, which doesn't tell you Erev Parshia saying. You can split it, right? Rav Yosef and Gittin, right? He holds, according to Tosus, remember the earlier Tosus and Bezen Bezen, Elohim is going on Lifnehem? Remember Lifnehem and Elohim, why you need two Makaros? If you say Lifnehem and Elohim are talking about the same thing, that means you're saying Erev Parshas saying. Lifnehem and Elohim, by definition, is Erev Parshas saying, because you're connecting the two Parshas. Because Lifnehem is the beginning of the Perek, and Elohim is spread throughout. So Tosos Lashutoso understood that their Rav Yosef held Erev Parshas Shem. That's also Rav Yosef here holds, seems to say, ain't Erev Parshas Shem. But according to Rashi, Rashi and Gittin says Rav Yosef doesn't hold Erev Parshas Shem. Rashi, it's the Fnam is going in the Shivim Skanim. Had nothing, you don't connect the Fnam and Elohim. Remember that?
He said Shlichusayu, though, no?
Yes, he said Shlichusayu, but why does he say Shlichusayu? That's exactly what Rashi says. He says Shlichusayu. Why? Halacha lomaisa. Because according to Rashi, it's in Erev Parshas, and therefore you can what? A Yachid can be what? And Yachid can be Dan. Halacha lamaisa. In other words, that was only Lamaitaisis Lishitasel. Right? But he said Erev Parshas saying, so what's the answer? He said Shlichusayu. So what's the answer for that? Gzelis Ayyadei Chabalis. Not classical Gzelis. Not classical Gzelis. That's what Taisus said in Gittin.
What are they talking about in Gittin?
Gzelis Ayyadei Chabalis. That's what Taisus said in Gittin. Remember, we said according to one day, Gzelis Ayyadei Chabalis. Classical Gzelis would not need it. So Tosus Lishutoso is asking his Kasha. But according to Rashi, if Yosef holds any of Parshas. You got that? Okay. Why is that Shvir, Johnny? Why is that difficult? We said that Taisus said in Gittin. You box in that case, talking about Gzelis Ayyadei Chabalis. Classical Gzelis I can do. Because if Yosef holds any of Parshas, saying. That was the ingenious shot we wanted to say. Okay? Now, how do you answer Lamaisa? Tysus asked the Kasha. Remember, Tysus asked the Kasha. What was the third Kasha? What was the third Kasha? That the tzad of the Gemara is going like to be a bow. Well, what's the shayla in the Gemara? What did the Marashah say according to Rashi? Remember what the Marashah said according to Rashi? The shayla in the Gemara was what? What was the shayla in the Gemara? The shayla in the Gemara is on the Amoraim, not on the Brisa. The shayla is on the Amoraim. Rav Nachman holds like Shmuel. Shnayim Shadon Adin and Din. The shayla is on Rav Chiya. Remember the Marashah said, according to Rashi, the shayla of the Gemara Lamaisa is completely different. Rabbi Abo's Moda Halacha Lamaisa. And therefore Rashi, the Brisa is like Ravicha, not Ravachabre Ravicha, not a problem. The shayla in the Gemara is Rav Nachman and Rav Chiya said, Kagon Ana, they weren't talking about the Brisa, they were talking about themselves. So the Gemara has a suffix on them. The Gemara has a suffix on them. That's how the Marashah solved the third Kasha. Plus the fact we said, according to Shmuel, Shmuel says Shnayim Shadon Adin and Din. Maybe remember what did Taisus say? Taisus Shnayim Shadon Adin and Din is Lav Dafka. Remember according to Taisus, Taisus Hamad Aleph and Hamad Beis says Shnayim Shadon Adin is Lav Dafka. One is just as good as two. Rashi will hold not that way. Shmuel holds Dafka too. One is not good. One is not good. Halacha Lamaisa. And therefore the Suffolk the Mar could even be according to Shmuel. We said according to what? According to one shot the Sanhedrin Katana wanted to say according to Rashi. Also, Rashi could hold like the Rashba that Shnayim Shadon Adin Din is only a Din Drabanan. Shechamach Asu Chizik L'Divrayim. So that's how we want to answer the three Kashas on Rashi, okay? That it's not a difficulty, okay?
Yeah, the last Kasha.
The last Kasha, the Marashah said that the Brisa could be Rav Acha Breder Vika, according to Rashi, and Erev Parshas Shem. The Shailim the Gemara was on Rav Chiya and Rav Nachman. Could go on Anna. What do they hold if there's no two of the Shus as the Din Adin? Remember we spliced it? That's how the Marashah answered it beautifully. Plus the fact also we pointed out that Taisa said that Shmuel holds Shnayim Shadon Adin and Din is Lav Dafka, right? Remember he said that two is as good as one, according to Shmuel? Maybe Rashi's Cholik on that. We added that Nakuda. Maybe Rashi holds that Shnayim Shadon Adin is Dafka. Shmuel holds Dafka, but got to be two. Because he brought that up, Lamaisa. He brought that up. We wanted to say maybe not that. Plus the fact, maybe you'll say Shnayim Shadon Adin and Din is only the Rabbanan. Because Rabbanan also physically ran, the Rashba says. Okay, so that's how we answered up the Kashas and Rashi. That's 11, 12. What's the Mahalik we said in Hefker Beis and Hefker, guys? What do you say? We said there are two Makoros for Hefker Beis and Hefker. In Gittin, in Meseches Yevamos, and in Meseches Gittin. Two Makoros for Hefker Beis and Hefker. One is a Pasuk in Ezra, one's a Pasuk in Yoshua. And what's the fundamental difference between the two? Let's get it, Stephen. What does Hefker Beis and Hefker mean? That Beis Din has governing rights in Dinei Momonos. Beis Din has governing rights in Dinei Momonos. Whatever they say goes. But what does it mean, whatever they say goes? Does that mean they could take the money out of bank account X and put it in Y? Or just release it from X? So we pointed out that Rashi here quotes, for some reason, only one of the psukim. Which pasuk? The pasuk that's just the release. Right? The pasuk that's just the release. Which we thought was very difficult. Why? That pasuk in Ezra is just to release. In Yoshua, it's to take the money out and put it in Y. Okay? Why do we say it's difficult? Because the Dvar Aram says that halacha lomaisa, some husband, God forbid, wants to divorce his wife, what's the din? He's got to pay for the sofer. What happens if he has no money? And the woman has money. So the Rashi says we take the money out of the woman, give it to the man. And Rashi says hefker is an hefker. So the Dvar Avram says, you see from that Rashi getting dafkaf from an aleph, that Hefker Beis Nef can not just mafkia, but can put it in, can be makna. So why did Rashi quote the Pasuk in Ezra, which just shows it can be mafkia? That was the shtickle turn that we had on Hefker Beis Nef. Please get it. Okay, you got it? There are two makoros. You got it, Johnny? Those are the two makoros that we said, okay? What's the role, power of Hefker Beis Nef? Can it just take out the money, or can it also put the money in the bank account? That depends on the two makoros the Gemara quotes, Pasuk in Ezra, Pasuk in Yeshua. Rashi here quotes the Pasuk in Ezra, which implies it just can be mafkia. But the Dvar Avraham says, Rashi dafchof from an alf and gittin says, no. Hefker Beis Nef can take the money out of the husband's account and put it in the woman's account. So you see, it's not just mafkia, it's makna. Okay. That's the mahalak about Hefker Beis Nef. That's 12. 13. What was the suffix in the Gemara? Like I've been in the Tilus Yeshuas. Tain Shnei Biru. Just push up shot in the Gemara. What do you mean push up shot in the Gemara? Is the Shaila on the Brisa? When the Yachid is Don Munkal Arabim, if he did not have the Tilus Yeshuas, is it good or not? The suffix was actually on the Brisa. The suffix was actually on the Brisa itself. That's the way the what? That's the way Halacha L'maisa, the Yadramo learns the Pshat in the Gemara, that Rav Nachman and Rav Chiya were touching up, what does it mean in the Brisa? If he's a Gomer V'Savar, does he need Netilas Yeshus or no? Even without Netilas Yeshus, it's good. That's the way the Yadramo learns. The other way was the Marsha's Pshat that we just said in Rashi. The Shaila was not on the Brisa. The Shaila was on Rav Nachman and Rav Chiya themselves, that they were Danu Yochid, and they had Netilas Yeshus. What would it be if they did not have Netilas Yeshus? Would it be bad like Rabbi Abo? Or would it be good like Shmuel? Or like Rav Acha Brei Ravika? Okay, so the when I say to Biurim, was the Shaila on the Taich of the Brisa? Or was the Shaila on Rav Nachman and Rav Chiya who said Kegon Ana? Just shot in the Gemara. You got me, Pinchas? Okay. That answers number what? That answers number 13, 14. What's the machloikish Rashi Toises? How did we mazber vilo zil shlim? What was the lashon of the Gemara? The lashon of the Gemara was very beautiful. Lamaisa. Gemara had a shayla, and the Gemara paskins Marzucha, the son of Renachim, donned in and toy, came in the presence of Yosef. He says, listen, if you had Kabbalah, then you don't pay. If not, you have to pay. What do you see from there? That the din's a good din. The shayla was a yupata from pay, but the din's a good din. That's what the Gemara says, chlor. Okay? So there's a machlokas Rashi Taisis I want you to get. We said, what does it mean vilo zil shlim? How do you touch it? What does it mean vilo zil shlim? So Rashi learns vilo zil shlim means that if you did not have a Kabbalah, so what was the directive? Judge us a din tire. That was the directive. Judge us a din tire. If you judge us a din tire, then you gotta pay. If you judge us a din tire, then you have to pay. The first sad was, it was a Kabbalah, Lamaisa, that you don't have to what? It was a Kabbalah, that you don't have to pay at all if you make a mistake. But the truth of the matter is, according to Rashi, if you're Makabalos Lagamri, you're Pukka. If you're not Makabalos, but you do a tell us to do Din Taira, the Din is you must pay Halacha Lamaisa. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says it's very difficult. Let's get it. Tosfos says Rashi's wrong. Why is Rashi wrong? From the next stop. What does the next stop say? The Gemara has a kasha and Rabbi Abo. Rabbi Abo says you need three. Gemara has a kasha from Mechayrus. Mishnah Mechayrus says, a yachad is done, it's good, but he's got to pay me beis on. What's the end of the Mishnah? Vima yamun kula beis din. Remember we said it's not quoted in Sanhedrin, you got to look in the Mishnah Mechayrus. Remember we said, Vima yamun kula beis din, the safe is your potter. Okay? So what does the Gemara say over there? On that off. Gemara had a kasha and Rabbi Abo. What does Rabbi Abo say? It's good? No problem. That was a Kabbalah. What was the Kabbalah? It was a Kabbalah of what? Dainta Ledin Tire. So you have to pay. But you're a hedged over there. So you see from there a hedged without a Netilas Rishus, the din's a din. You see that a hedged in itself is a din, without a Netilas Rishus. So you have to be Medayik from here about a Yachin Mumcha. You see even someone's not a Gomer of a Sover, it's good. Masha Asu Asu, it's good. You just got to pay out of your pocket. So what's going on? So Tosfos is a stark Akasha and Rashi. So Tosfos argues in Rashi, please get it. What does Tosfos say? What are the two tzadim according to Tosfos? The first side is Danis Adin Taira and your potter. And what's the other side? The other side is what? That they weren't Makabal at all. Then you're Chayav to pay. Okay? So according to Tosfos, what are the two tzadim? The two tzadim were what? Danis Adin Taira. And if you're a Mumcha, what's a din according to Tosfos? Danas is in Torah, what does Tosos hold? That if you make a mistake, you're potter. Danas is in Torah, you make a mistake, you're potter. And what's the other tzad? There was no Kabbalah at all. So the Mela what? The din is a din, but you still got to pay. Okay? The din is a din, but you still got to pay. That's what Tosos Sheet is. So how do we save Rashi? So we'll get to that later, Lamaisa. We'll get to that later, this is how we save Rashi. But those are the two Biurim. Okay, again. The two Tzadim in the Gemara according to Rashi are what? That they're Makabalim Lagamri, you're potter. Being low, if it's just a Kabbalah says the din Torah, the din is din, you got to pay. Tosfos says no. Tosfos says the Kabbalah was what? Two judges the din Torah, if you make a mistake, you're potter. And the second side is what? There was no Kabbalah at all. The Meila what? The Meila of the Halacha is in such a case, you have to pay. Halacha l'mais, okay? We have Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. Tosfos says, you mean Medayik from here that what? That the Mumcha l'mais, Mumcha has to pay? Even the other guy, a hedged, has to pay. Okay, that's number what? That's number 13. That was number 14. 15. What does the Ramban and the Baal Amor say, Legabi the Dayin? Shikhi Blue. Let's get it. The Baal Amor and the Ramban say, very beautifully, the Ramban and the Baal Amor say the following. The Ramban and the Baal Amor say, a Dayin that's been have a Kiblu, what's the din? He's a mumcha, he's potter because of onus rachmana patre. That's it. Onus rachmana patre. They tried the best they could, they looked it up, they asked the Shiloh, and the din is that what? If there was a Kabbalah, they are potter. Now, if there's not a Kabbalah, and they forced them, then for sure, according to the Ramban and Baal Amor, what's the din? You have to pay. Okay? The only time you'll invoke onus rachmana patre is when what? Is when the litigants were makabal them. So you tried the best you could. So you're potter. That's the sheet of who? That's the sheet of Ramban and the Baal Amor. Okay? 5. That's 15. 16. How does the Yad Ramah and the Rosh Masber why Mumcha Shekiblu is Potter Mishalim? So the Yad Ramah says, please get it, the reason why they're Potter, since a Mumcha, start this premise, guys, Pinchas, since a Mumcha can judge Baal Korcha anyway, what is the Kabbalah of litigants doing? You have to talk about one more level, elevate it. The Kabbalah is that if they make a mistake, they're potter. Because I could force them to judge, I could force them to be under my din Torah. So obviously, what is the Kabbalah doing? I could force them anyway. I don't need their Kabbalah. So obviously, the Kabbalah was the potter from payment. And the Ksos says, please get it, it's like a mechiv.
A mumcha
shekiblu is potter from paying.
What's the question?
The question is, why is a mumcha shekiblu potter l'shalom? The Baal Amor and the Ramban said, that was the previous question. The Baal Amor and the Ramban said it's based on Onus Rachmana Patre. If you force them, then there's no tour of Onus Rachmana Patre. You can't be putter if it's Onus Rachmana Patre. Allah Lamaisa, right?
Can you explain that again?
Again. Mumcha Shekiblu. We got it?
Right.
You're Makabal Mumcha on yourselves. If you make a mistake, why are you putter from paying? The previous question was what number? 15. What did the Baal Amor and the Ramban say? Because of onus rachmana patre. Because you're not forcing to judge them. You made a mistake, you're potter, you're an expert guy. Everyone can make a mistake. No one's perfect. Hashem's only perfect, right? So you're a potter. Stop. Got that? That's 15. Because if you force them to do it, you have no tour of onus rachmana patre. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You force the guys to judge, to sit by your basement, to be litigants, and you're going to be potter to make a mistake? That's crazy. We're talking about a mumcha shekiblu aleihem, right?
Why is that on this stuff?
Because you try the best you can. You're talented, you're talmud chacham, you make a mistake. We said, according to the Shach, remember, hedyotos don't have the ptur of onus. Okay? The Ksos, we said, did. Remember, we pointed out earlier in Chazar. Okay? That's 15. 16. Why does the Yad Ramah and the Rosh say you're potter? Because why? Because what premise are you starting with, Johnny? According to the Rosh and Yad Ramah, they can be forced to judge. They can be forced to come to your din Torah, these litigants. So obviously, what is their Kabbalah doing? Their Kabbalah is saying that if you make a mistake, you're potter. Because I can force them anyway, right? So I don't need their Kabbalah to be judged. The Kabbalah is doing something more than that, Jacob. The Kabbalah is if I make a mistake, I'm potter. And the Ksos says it's based on Mechilah. It's like the litigants are saying, we'll let it go. Chazanish does not like it Mechilah. We pointed that out. He doesn't say it's Mechilah. He says that every Talmud Chacham, who has the wherewithal to paskin, halacha l'maisa must, the Torah says. If you have the wherewithal to paskin, you must. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, if the Torah is forcing you to what? To judge, then you better have a dispensation of potter lomais if you make a mistake. Okay? Kol mi shekavu la'ora roi la'potro kevachin svar sha'atarit iskayim dayim shimisman aladunim tov. If the Torah obligates a dayim to judge, you have to have that dispensation to be potter if you make a mistake. So either say like the Ksos that it's a mechila, or no, or you say that it's a Torah dispensation that you're potter, because the Torah says if you know the din, if you know how to learn, you should be the dayim. If you make a mistake, the Torah will pot you. It's not fair. The Torah forces you to be a judge, and also you have to pay if you make a mistake. It's like a Torah bal korcha. Okay? We got that? That's the svara of who? The Adam on the Rosh. That's 16, 17. What's the nafkamina of the shachsas between the reasons? That's what we just mentioned, which Ben brought up. What happens if you have three hedyotos? Please get it. Three hedyotos that there was a kabbal and they made a mistake. What do you say? What do you say, Stephen? You got me three hedyotos that made a mistake. What do you say? According to the Ravan and the Balamor, they're what? They're chayiv, because there's no what? Onus rechumana patre, because they're not chayiv to judge them. They're not chayiv to judge them, and they're not a nusim, because they don't have onus rechumana patre. And they're also not chayiv to judge them. They're not mechuyiv to judge them, halacha lemaisa, right? So the three adyotos have no responsibility. It's not like they're talented talmidei chachamim. So you can't say, oh, the Torah what? Torah forced me to be a dayan? Forget about it. Torah didn't force Adyot to be a dayan. So please get that. If you have three adyotos that make a mistake, according to the Ramban of Balamor, they will be chayv to pay. Because you don't have the svar of onus, and they don't have an excuse to say the Torah forced me to judge. Whereas according to the Yad Ramah and the Rosh, what will be the din? Since you could judge them Baal Korcha, according to the Yad Ramah and the Rosh, since you could judge them Baal Korcha, obviously the Kabbalah was what? What was the Kabbalah? What was the Kabbalah? The Kabbalah was to what? Was to pot you from payment. Okay, because hedyotos, the Yad Ramah and the Rosh hold that even hedyotos could force the guys to what? Force the guys to judge. Halacha lemaisa. That's what they held.
Who says they can't?
The Yad Ramah, Yad Ramah and the Rosh said you could force them to do it. The Ramban and the Balamor said you cannot, lemaisa. Not only can they not, lemaisa, they were with Kavim, they're not chayiv ladun. That's the word, Stephen. In other words, the Torah doesn't force them to judge. They're hedyotos. You follow me?
It's all dependent on the Kabbalah.
Well, they focus on the Torah. Is the Torah forcing them to judge? We're saying, according to the Ramban and the Baal HaMor, the Torah is not forcing them to judge. They're hedyotos. So if you take that upon yourself, that's fine. You don't have a raptur of onus kumana pachi. You're going to have to pay. Allah lemais. Okay?
Yeah, but.
Yes?
You said hedyotos could force Baal Kerfel.
What'd you say?
Who said hedyotos?
That's what the Yad Ramah holds. The Yad Ramah and the Rosh hold that since they could judge them by korcha.
But where do they get that from?
They hold that hedyotos have that ability. They have hedyotos have that ability. That's what they hold. They hold that hedyotos have that ability. Three hedyotos. One hedyot not. But three hedyotos said, if you're the base in the town, even right. Though you're not the most talented in the world, you're the base in the town. They held you could be kofer. Okay. So that answers number what? Number 17. 18. What does the Tumim say regarding this? The Tumim says there's no nafkamina. He says the three adyotos that there was a kabbal b'feresh and made a mistake are potter. The Baal HaMor that said your chayiv is talking about a different case where there was a stam kabbal. There was not a kabbal in the fureshes. It was a stam kabbal. That's when you're chayiv. And the Rosh is motor l'maisa your chayiv in the stam kabbal. But when we talk about a yachin mumcha, there's no need to have a kabbal in the fureshes. It works even with a kabbal of stam because on this chaman apatre. So the Tumim comes along and says, Shlosha Yotos, that there was a kibbu befeirish to make a mistake, they are putter. The Baal HaMor only said they're chayv when it's a stam kabbalah. If it's a kabbalah mefureshes, then they're chanam, you're putter. That's what the Tumim pointed out. Okay, that's 18. Number 19. What does the Ksos HaChoshen say regarding this din? What does the Ksos HaChoshen say regarding this din? So the Ksos HaChoshen gives a different nafkamina. The nafkamina is in Simon Chafei Sifkan Gimel Sifkan Vav. He says, "Do you need a Kabbalah beferish? Do you need an explicit Kabbalah?" According to Rabbi and Baal HaMor, even if they come on their own without a Kabbalah mefureshes, you're potter. Why? Because of onus chumana patre. If the Torah says you have the wherewithal to judge halacha lemaisa, and you do it lemaisa, you're potter because onus chumana patre. But if you judge them baal korcha, you are not potter. You are not potter because you're not an onus. You're not mechuyev to judge them. They just came, what? They only came on their own. Halacha lemaisa. So according to the Ksos HaChoshen, according to Ramban and Balamor, there is no requirement to have a what? To have a Kabbalah Mifureshes. If you want to what? Do it against their will. You're not going to what? You're not going to be Potter anyway. But according to the Ramah and the Rosh, we said the Feirish, you need a Kabbalah Mifureshes. Because if you don't have a Kabbalah Mifureshes, Halach Lamaisa, you need a Kabbalah Mifureshes. Because since the Torah is Mitam Shekiblu Aleihem, so you want to what? You want to say the Feirish is going to be Potter? If you're not Mekubal Beferish, maybe they weren't Mechavin the what? Maybe the Kabbalah was only to be your judges. How do you know the Kabbalah was also to pot you from payment? So according to the Ksos HaKoshen, do you need an explicit Kabbalah to say that if I made a mistake, I'm Potter? According to the Rambam and Balamor, you do not. Stam Kabbalah includes a Ptur Tashlumen. According to the Yad Ramah and the Rosh, you need a Kabbalah Mifureshes. Allah Lamaisa, to be Potter from payment. Okay, that's 19. Okay, 20. How was the Shach Masbir Rashi legabe Mumcha shekiblu stam v'toha legam legabe Mumcha shekiblu am Rashi adunu din toyer? Okay, so this goes back to number one. This goes back to Rashi and Tosis in Amar Aleph. What was Tosis kasha on Rashi? What was Tosis kasha on Rashi? What was an Amar Aleph? It's a vilo zil shlim. So Rashi learns that Elo, then judges the din Torah, you have to pay. We're talking about a Yochan Munch on Ham and Af. Vav and Af, what are you talking about? A Hedjit. And it still says the din is good and you got to pay. So what are you being Medayek from what? What are you being Medayek from a Yochan Munch when it says a Vav and Af, the Ferish that the din is good and you have to what? You have to pay. That was Tosis Kasha, right? So the Shach said like this, please get it. The Shach said there's a fundamental difference between the Stam Kabbalah. There's a fundamental difference between a Stam Kabbalah, between a Mumcha, Stam Kabbalah and a what? And a Hedjit. What's the fundamental difference between a Mumcha and a Hedjit? What's the fundamental difference between a Mumcha and a Hedjit? It goes as follows. The din is, by a Mumcha, a Stam Kabbalah is what? Your potter from payment. A Stam Kabbalah for a Hedjit is the din is good, but you got to pay. That's the difference. That's what the Shach answers for Rashi. Okay? The question is, a Stam Kabbalah for a Hedjit is different than a Stam Kabbalah for a Mumcha. Dayanta la din tayr.
Right, then help.
No, because what was Tosis Kasha? What was Tosis Kasha?
Bring this Gemara here.
Right, but there's a fun, you can't bring it. Because Halacha L'maisa, there's a big difference in Stam Kabbalah between a Mumcha and a Hedjit, the Shach says. When you talk about a Stam Kabbalah, Halach L'maisa, of a Hedjit, Halach L'maisa, what's the din going to be? The din is good, but you got to pay. What's a Stam Kabbalah for what? For a Mumcha? What's the din? Stam Kabbalah for a Mumcha, what's the din? Halach L'maisa, you're going to be potter from paying. Because he's, you know, a talented fellow, on his Chumana Apache. The only time you're going to make a Mumcha pay is when you say what? Danas a din tayr. So that's the Shach's answer for Rashi. There's a fundamental difference in the Stam Kabbalah for a Mumcha and the Stam Kabbalah for what? For a Hedjit. That's the difference between the two. There's a fundamental difference. That's why it says, Johnny, on Hayam and Alf, Vilo Zilshlim Tayata le din tayr. We're talking about a Mumcha. Why does he have to be talking about a Mumcha? Because what will be the din by a Mumcha? What will be the halacha by a Kabbalah Stam? You would be potter from paying. But if you specifically say Dayan Tala Din Tayr, then you got to pay by a Mumcha. It's a tremendous difference.
By a Mumcha, by a Hedjit, you have to pay. No?
No, V'ilo Zil Shlim. That's Hayam and Aleph. It's talking about a Mumcha. V'ilo Zil Shlim. That's what I'm bringing out to you. By a Mumcha. So what does Stam Kabbalah mean? Well, you don't say Dayan Tala Din Tayr. A Stam Kabbalah by a Mumcha would be potter. But in Hayam and Aleph, you said Dayan Tala Din Tayr. So even by the Mumcha, you'll have to what? You'll have to pay. Because you specifically said, I only want you to do a Din Torah. But you have no Ptur of payment if you make a mistake. You have to pay. Whereas on Davav, what's it talking about? We're talking about a what? A Mumcha. Right? But what's the Mumcha mean? Mumcha we're talking about a Hedjit over there in Davav. So a Hedjit by definition, what's the Din by a Hedjit? A Hedjit by definition, Stam Kabbalah will be, the Din will be good, but you have to what? You have to pay. There's a difference between Dayanta Lidin Torah and Stam Kabbalah for a Mumcha. For a Hedjit, there's no difference. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you say Dayanta Lidin Torah, the litigants come to Dayan and say, you better get it right. You don't get it right, you're going to have to pay if you make a mistake. By a Hedjit, that's the same thing if you say Dayanta Lidin Torah or you do a Stam Kabbalah. You always got to pay.
Yeah, yeah.
The Shach saying it's different by a Mumcha, though, according to Rashi. That answers Tosis Kasha. Because Tosis said, what are you talking about? You can be medayik the same thing from the hedge. No, you can't. It's not the same thing, the Shach says. There's a difference between a Stam Kabbalah and Dayanta Lidin Torah by a Mumcha. By a hedge, there is no difference. Well, you follow me, Ben?
Stam Kabbalah by a hedge, he would have to pay?
Yes. And Dayanta Lidin Torah, you got to pay.
It's a Stam Kabbalah.
Stam Kabbalah is that I want you to be my judge.
Right, so why does he have to pay? Didn't we see...
There's no difference, that's what I'm saying. By a hedget, there's no difference between Dayanta Lidin Torah and Stam. It's the same thing by a hedget.
I know.
The same concept. By a mumcha, it's not the same. That's how the Shach wants to answer a Rashi. There are two fundamentally different levels. And that's what he wants a friend from Lamaisa. It's automatically like that. That's what he said.
Didn't we just say the hedget could judge Baal Kircha, according to the Adam and the Rosh?
That's according to the Adam on the Rosh. We're sticking just with Rashi here. We're trying to answer Rashi. According to Rashi Shita. And this is the point we're going to get to right now. Okay, you made a great point. But what does it depend upon?
Right.
Please get it down.
Well,
can a Yachin Mumcha be Kof or not? Yes or no? Can the Yachin Mumcha be Kof? It's part of this question. What does Tosa say? Yes. Yachin Mumcha can be Kof. Tosa Lashitoso is asking on Rashi. If you can be Kof, then obviously what's the Kabbalah? The Kabbalah is what? What is the Kabbalah? If you can be Kofa Lamaisa, so what's the Kabbalah? The Kabbalah is to be Pati from pain, right? Rashi says you can't be Kofa, the Shach says. Rashi Shita says the Yochid cannot be Kofa. If the Yochid cannot be Kofa, the Yochid Mumcha, then what's the Kabbalah for? The Stam Kabbalah is for what? It's Pata from payment, exactly. But if you say that, didn't Torah, then it'll be good, but you have to pay. You follow me? See, Tosus attacks Rashi because Tosus Lashitoso says the guy can be Kofa. So the guy can be Kofa, obviously, Lamaisa. What's the Kabbalah? Kabbalah's the Pati from paying. Rashi says the guy can't be Kofa. Rashi says the guy can't be Kofa. So Lamaisa, according to that, if he can't be Kofa, so obviously the Kabbalah is what? The Kabbalah is the what? Is something much more than that. Halacha Lamaisa. What's more than that to be done? You would entire. See, the crux of the word is, Johnny, is if I can be Kofa guys to come in, what is their Kabbalah accomplishing? Obviously, it's accomplishing more than it's pottering me even if I make a mistake. Because I can Kofa them anyway. But if you hold like Rashi, I can't be Kofa them, then the Kabbalah is there just to don. Just to don them. Just that's all, just to don them. So if he's a Mumcha, then it's automatic that you want. You're automatic that you're Pater. Allah HaLamayis, if it's Stam Kabbalah. But if Tayyat al-Din Taira, then you'll have to pay. You got me? That's the difference. It cruxes, Tosfos attacks Rashi because he thinks it could be Kofa. You follow me, Ben? But Rashi will respond, you can't be Kofa. Remember we said according to the Rambam, Lechem Mishnah said you can't be Kofa? Tumim said it was no Machlokes Rambam Tosfos. We want to say Rashi sided like with that, the Lechem Mishnah and the Rambam, that a Yachid can't be Kofa. So he says a Yachid can't be Kofa. So the Kabbalah is, it depends. By a Mulcha, Lamaisa, Dayanta Lidin Torah, and Stam Kabbalah is what? It's just a din, judge you. The din is good, and you have to pay. But when you talk about a mumcha, it's much different. If it's the Stam Kabbalah, then it'll be pata from paying. Absolutely. Okay? If it's the Stam Kabbalah, it's a mumcha, it's an elevated guy. Fine. But if it's a dental dentary by a mumcha, the din will be Allah Lamaisa. The din is good, but he'll have to pay. Allah Lamaisa. So that's the Shach saves Rashi. Okay? Work hard on that. I want you to get that. That's answers number what? Then answers number 20, and then really the answer 21 too. How does a Shach Mazur Rashi Hedyot Chita? Hedyot Chita always got to pay. Whether it's a Kabbalah Stam or it's a Kabbalah Dayanta Lidin Torah, he's always got to pay. The din is good, but he's got to pay. Because why? Because a Yochid can't be Kofa. So if there's a Kabbalah, the Kabbalah is what? Just to judge you, but not to pot you from payment. Right? That's the nature of the Shach. That Rashi knows the Yochid cannot be Kofa. Okay, so that's what I want you to hear. 20 and 21, that the whole lumdus of the Shach, halacha l'maisa, because that's the way we view it. I mean, you know, that it's a beautiful answer, because, I mean, he's attacking Rashi with Shitoso. You follow what I'm saying? You got to get that nekuda. If you hold, you could be Kofa. I can be Kofa these guys that come into our Din Torah, to our Beis Din. So what is their Kabbalah? Obviously, the Kabbalah is something much more than that, that it's potting from payment. But according to Rashi, you can't be kofer. So the Kabbalah is just to come in and accept our psak. But if you're a mumcha, it's much more than that. If it's a stam Kabbalah, it's a potting from payment, because he's a talented fellow. But if Dayatim didn't turn it, that's vilo zil shlim. So don't equate the two, like Taisa says. Taisa's equating the two because you can be kofer the guy. Can't be kofer the guy, according to Rashi. Okay. That answers 21. 22. How did Tosus equate Matilus Rishus and Smicha? Remember, we said from Bronzo, I should have discussed at great length the comparisons between Matilus Rishus and Smicha. We said that Tosus on the bottom compared the two very strongly. And he said that just like a Rebbe, just like Moshe Rabbeinu gave Smicha to Yeshua, and then the chain developed down from door, Lador, 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 he could do the same thing by Matilus Rishus. Tosus on the bottom, Tosus and Hamanov said a very beautiful shot. And he said that just like smicha is given, you know, from one door to the other, Netilas Yeshus is also from one door to the other as well. If you got Netilas Yeshus, then you can give it on. You give it on, going on and on. You don't have to get it from the Nasi or Reish Kalusa. As long as the Reish Kalusa gave it to one Rebbe, then that Rebbe can give it on and on and on and on. So he's comparing Netilas Yeshus, pottering for payment, to smicha. Okay, that's 23. Okay, 24. Lama Rabba Barchana Nato Rishus Me'anosi Meretz Yisrael Lebavol Arei Lo Mahani. Why would Rabba Barchana take in the Tilus Rishus from the Nasi and Meretz Yisrael to go to Bavol when we know that? And let's get this dinim, okay? What's halacha? The Tilus Rishus from Eretz Yisrael to another place in Eretz Yisrael is good. Eretz Yisrael to what? To Bavol is not good. Bavol to Eretz Yisrael is good, right? Bavol within Bavol, of course, is going to be good. So why would Rabbi Barchana get Netilas Yeshus from the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael to go to Bavel? Hare, it doesn't work. So the Gemara asked that kasha, and the Gemara says because of the cities outside the borders of Eretz Yisrael. The Ayaras HaOmnim HaGvul. The cities that are Omnim HaGvul, those are considered to be where the Netilas Yeshus works. Okay? Fine, that's straight up in the Gemara. We actually were bothered on Amud Beis and on the top of Amud Aleph. I asked a lot of other Rebbeim. They said it was a great kasha. Then we were bothered by an Amud Beis. Why are they taking the Tilus Yeshus from Eretz Yisrael? It doesn't work in Bavel anyway. Remember, all the Rishonim asked that on Amud Beis. Remember the Gemara said, Igamer and the Tilus Yeshus Lamali? And the Gemara says, what do you mean? All the Rishonim say, it would apati from payment. So most of the Rishonim say, don't give that answer. Why would the Tilus Yeshus work from Eretz Yisrael above? It wouldn't work. Wouldn't work anyway, right? Then we said, "Amaze with Rav Shman." Pinchas went off Rav Shapa, but we didn't think that was the pshat. What kind of, you know, the Rav Shman? He gave him the Netilas Yeshus. It doesn't work anyway. So you want to say for all those, it's just to work, just like it said in Amud Aleph. It's a little sure to say he was doing it for the cities outside, but that's what Rav Barchana clearly the Gemara says. Okay, that's 24. 25. 24 is on the top, guys, and 25. What's the Mahalach we said on this answer? So we developed this whole theory based on our Rebbe. Rabbanan Soloveitchik Tzatzal, the great Gong. There's something called Shem Eretz Yisrael, and there's something called Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Shem Eretz Yisrael is you have a title. We have a title there, so really everything should be ours, right? Halacha L'maisa. Everything should be ours. Shem Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Eretz is the Kedusha. We know there are two times that the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael. What are the two times? Yoshua is called Kitcha Rishona. And Ezra brought him back from Bavel 42,000 yid, and that's called Kitcha Shniyah. The Rambam paskins that Kitcha Rishon is Lav Kitcha Lasalovo. Why? Because it was based on Kibush, divide and conquer. Once we were exiled, the Kedusha evaporated and done. It's called Kibush. And therefore it was evaporated. That's called Ole Mitzrayim. That's a synonym of Ole Mitzrayim. The Jews that came out of Mitzrayim, Yeshua brought them in. Then they're called Ole Bavel, where the Rambam Pasuk Kitcha Shniyah does stick. Why is Kitcha Shniyah stick? Because it was Chazaka. What does Chazaka mean, guys? Chazaka means what? I want you guys to get this. What does Chazaka mean? Strong. So the Rabbah says that Ezra was Makdash at Bepeh. Yoshua was not. The Rav said different. The Rav said that when Ezra imbued Kedusha into Eretz Yisrael, he took the Kedusha in the Makom HaMikdash and spread it out throughout all of Eretz Yisrael. And that's of the genre called Chazaka. Starkkeit. And that's last forever and ever. Because even if you hold Kitchen, you show the Lav Kitchen, Loss and Lava, but you shall lie in the Makom HaMikdash sticks forever. Shechina and Betelim, which we mentioned yesterday. And that's how the Rav interpreted the word Chazaka. You follow me? You got to get this. Okay?
What does it mean, that's the word Chazaka?
It means strength. That's how the Rav wanted to say it. It's like everlasting. It's like Vanetzach, but you know, like we said yesterday. Vanetzach, Suyu Shalayim.
The Rambam.
Yeah, the Rambam. So Lamaisa, this sticks forever and ever, this Kiddush, because it's not of the genre of Kibush, it's the genre of Chazaka. Okay? So, our Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Tzatzal, added on to his older brother, the Rav. And he said that what does Oli Mitzrayim accomplish? Even though the Kedusha didn't last forever, but what did it accomplish? It accomplished giving it a title. Jacob, it accomplished giving it a title. You know how like you have a title in real estate? So, Oli Mitzrayim, even though the Kedusha that the Jews from Mitzrayim imbued on Eretz Yisrael did not last forever, but it gave it a title. Ole Bavel gave it a Kedusha forever. That's Kiddush Shniyah. But Ole Mitzrayim, if you follow me, it gave it a shame Eretz Yisrael. So there are certain lands that might have a shame Eretz Yisrael, but not, might have Kedusha's arts, because the Ole Bavel did not recapture it. The Ole Mitzrayim captured it, but it evaporated when they exiled. But it didn't evaporate totally, said our Rebbe Rabbi. There was still a title. You guys will get married, you have kids, you'll buy a house, you need a title search. Why do you need a title search? Because you don't want to buy a house that has a lien on it, you could go bankrupt, God forbid. Right? That's why you got to get a, you have to have a good attorney. You buy a house that has a lien on it, you could go busted, you know? Because there was a lien on the house, a shibud. That's what shibud means. That means you have to have a title search. So, the word is that there was a title on Eretz Yisrael that we have forever. And therefore, there are certain lands that are only, sorry, not only bubble. Those lands are good for certain things, Stephen, in halacha. Certain areas which I want you to know. Namely, right here. For purposes of smicha, the Rambam says an amazing chiddush. The Rambam says smicha is only in Eretz Yisrael, but he says any land the Oli Mitzrayim capture is enough for smicha. Oli Mitzrayim. Why? Because for smicha, it's not Mitzvah Pluyus Baretz. You don't need Kedusha. All you need is a title. What were some other examples that we said? Living in Eretz Yisrael, for example. Maybe for the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, you fulfill Yishuv Arts, living in lands that are Oli Mitzrayim. That's number two area we said. What's number three? What do we say? Being buried in Eretz Yisrael, God forbid. Person wants to, after they die, want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it's enough to be buried to have that schluss in shame Eretz Yisrael. That's number three. Number four, Eglah Rufa. Where is Eglah Rufa done? Only in Eretz Yisrael. What about lands of Oli Mitzrayim and not Oli Bavel? Yes. For Eglah Rufa as well. See, Eivor HaYarden might be some of those lands. Transjordan. So there are certain lands that plug in. It's, this is all based on Rabban in the Hashmatas in Gittin. The Rabban in the Hashmatas has a line that for purposes, let's say, b'fanei nechtam, if it gets carried from Medina Sinan to Eretz Yisrael, you have to, the Shliach has to say that. Is that considered to be Chutz L'Arts? So he says, maybe not if it had a shame Eretz Yisrael. But if you go from one side of Akka to the other side, the Chutzlar side maybe had shame Eretz Yisrael. Their Yisrael side has a shame and Kedusha. So he says, maybe you need it. Titus has possible the Ramban. That if a guy brought a get from the Chutzlar side of Akka to the Eretz Yisrael side, maybe you have to say, b'fanei nechtam. Why? Because you're going from the shame to the shame and Kedusha. But Lamaisa, you see this notion. That's what I wanted to say, Shtikal Torah, that the Netivus Rishus, even though it doesn't work for what? For Eretz Yisrael, the bubble, but it does work for the towns around it. How can it work for the towns around it? I thought Shmicha is only in Eretz Yisrael. Netivus Rishus only works for Eretz Yisrael, but it also might work for these towns on the borders, which symbolize, perhaps, this notion of shame Eretz Yisrael. Okay? That answers number 25. Okay, let's continue now. We'll start number 8. One. We'll be able to make sure we finish. Okay? Let's go, guys. Okay, everyone got shear number 8? Number 1. Okay. Lama Rav Kibol Netivus Rishus B'Yordeyev Yodin V'lo Heter B'chor. I mean, Rav, you know, is the Makor. They have to be royal, Kol HaTorah Kulu. You know, you could get smicha in certain areas, Stephen. But the Rambam said you have to be ra'ui to know kol Torah kula. Who's the marker? Rav knew kol Torah kula. But he got smicha in only certain areas. Why taka did he not get a b'chor? Okay? Why taka did he not get in the tilus yeshus by b'chor? So the two reasons the Gemara gives. Number one, the Gemara firstly says it can't be that he wasn't a buck in mumim of blemishes. Because what's the concept of a firstborn? A firstborn can only shecht and eat it for steak if it's a real blemish. Okay? So Gemara says, if it's a mum that's only temporary, you need a gadol that can distinguish between a mum that's kavua and a mum that's temporary. Because a mum that's temporary, you can't touch it, because the b'chor should go on him is bad, right? Nowadays, if you own a cow, if it's a firstborn cow, you have to let it go out the pasture until it gets a permanent mum. So don't tell me Rav wasn't a bucky, because he grew up by someone. Remember? Doesn't it say 18? He grew up for 18 months, no? By a shepherd. He of course knew what was going on, right? So the Gemara says that first possibility is wrong. That's not the reason why he didn't get smicha in that area. What's the ultimate reason? Gemara says it gives two reasons. Number one, of course he knew it, but they wanted to give some kavod to Rav Bar Chana. They wanted an area where Rav couldn't paskin in, where Rav Bar Chana could paskin in. So lach lok lo kavod, Reb Chiya did not give what? They didn't give yadin. They didn't give Yatir B'chor to Rav when he went down. Okay? You follow me? In a Hanami, he was still going to get the covered, Rashi says, because Rav, everyone knew he was like the Gong. But if Rav of Archana wasn't given an area where exclusively he could pass and there was a concern, he wouldn't be given the proper cover. That's one answer. Then the Gemara gives another answer. Is the reason is because Halacha Levaisa, he was such a bucky, he was such an expert, that he would paskin on things that people would say, oh, that's a mum kavua. People would start saying everything's a mum kavua. And things would get out of hand, they'd make terrible mistakes, it would come to a michshul. Because they didn't understand that he was such an expert that he could distinguish what was a mum kavua, what was a mum eroi. And they would say, oh, that's a mum kavua. They'd start saying everything's a mum kavua. So since it would get out of hand as a stumbling block, Reb Chiya said, I don't want to give Rav the Netilas Yeshuas in the area of Heter B'chor. Okay, that answers number one. Number two, what is the Gemara answer on the Kasha E Gemir Rishus Lamali L'Mishkal? Straight up. What is the Gemara answer? The Gemara says, because we need to know if he can articulate properly, whether he can disseminate the Torah properly. If he makes a mistake in his pronunciation, it'll be bad. A bad mishkal. Like the Gemara says the story. So therefore, the Gemara says, if he's learned, why didn't he teach us a shus? For a new halacha, kemaisa shahaya, to make sure that what Tana Bosa Shah, because of that story, they said, Tana Bosa Shah Gazu, Tamar al Yorel, and Kin Natlu Rishusum Irabel. And then the Tilus Rishus was dissemination factor, to make sure that he gets it right. Okay, that answers number two. Number three, what do all the Rishonim ask? Why the Gemara does not answer the Kasha of Ofen Shulma? What is the kasha that all the Rishonim ask? If he's learned it, why didn't he need the Tilus Rishus? Why did the Gemara just answer, of course if he's learned it, but he needs the Tilus Rishus that if he makes a mistake, he doesn't want to have to pay. That's the kasha all the Rishonim ask, he said. Okay? So bomb kasha. Right? That's what I pointed out. I pointed out to Rav Neuberger. What does Tysus ask there on the top Tysus? Why did the Gemara answer that if you make a mistake, you're what? You're putter from paying. It doesn't work in Buffalo. Remember, that was our point, remember? It doesn't work anyway in Buffalo. Tysus doesn't even give that answer.
Why can't we say we just were asking in a general club?
What do you mean a general club? What do you mean general club?
Why generally do you need Rishus? If you're always going to be, if there's a kibbutz alive, who cares?
No, Igomer, it said. Igomer, if you're learned, right. Not kibbutz. If you're learned, why do you need Netilas Rishus?
Right.
So all the Rishonim are bothered by, what do you mean? Netilas Rishus, that if you make a mistake, you're punted for paying. Gomer wasn't Kabbalah Salai. Don't confuse Netilas Rishus with kibbutz from the litigants. Kibbutz from the litigants, Johnny. Netilas Rishus from the government, from Reish Galus or from the Nasi.
Or you could say,
it's nothing to do with the litigants.
You could say, we did have a man who said Gomer meant Smicho.
Oh, that's one of the answers we're going to have in the Rishonim. That's the next question. But the kasha I want you to know, and all we've shown him is why did the Gemara just say, Yigamar Netilas Rishus, and say that? And say the reason why he needs is because there's a p'tur. Okay? We got it? Okay. That answers number what? Three. So let's do 4 and 5. What were the five terutzim we had in that kasha? Oh, we had 5 terutzim to that kasha in the Rishonim. Why did the Rishonim just give that simple answer? Okay? So he said like this. First of all, let's start with the Taisus. And the truth is the Ramban said something very similar as well. Taisus gives an answer. What's his answer? What's his answer? He says that you're a potter in one area that potters you in all other areas. Okay? So as long as you have an tinus reshus in one area, it potters you in all other areas. Okay? So exactly. As long as you had Isser v'hetter, that will potter even if you make a mistake in Choshen Mishpat. Okay? So he had Isser v'hetter. Okay? The Taisa Rosh says, why, that's ridiculous. Why should one reshus help you from another area? Halach l'maisa. But the Ramban seemed to say the same thing. As long as you have an tinus reshus, it's enough. So the Ran asked on that. What did the Ran ask on that? It's a little shvir, because why? Why is it a little shvir? Because Masha from the Gemara, that before he got Rishus, first he got Rishus on Isra Heter, and then he got Rishus on Choshen Mishpat. You know what I mean? Tosos is answering, oh, your Choshen Mishpat one will help you what? Will help you for Isra Heter. Doesn't seem to fit. Second of all, if you did have Rishus, what's the Gemara's answer that you need Rishus in order to disseminate properly? He got Nesinus Rishus. So that's not so difficult, we said. Because just because you have Nesinus Rishus to pop you from payment, how do you know you're going to disseminate it right? So that you need to disseminate in all areas. So the first answer is the Taisa answer. Yes, Pinchas.
Can you say that the question order wasn't the actual order he asked him?
Could be. You get the impression though it was, you know what I mean? He says, you know, Yara, you know what I mean? Yad.
Yeah, but...
Pashup Shad, it was chronological, I would imagine. The way the Gemara is very dramatic about it, you know? I would assume. Okay, but that's one answer. Okay, so one answer is that one Rishus helps you. Fine, that's why the Gemara didn't give the answer. Second answer. The Yad Roma and the Taisa Rosh. What was the answer? People don't paskin shilas. I don't paskin shilas unless guys call me up. Don't stop paskin shilas. And you look, you walk in the streets, you're paskin shilas, you know? You look like a meshugah, you know what I mean? People only paskin when they ask you shilas. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, when they come to ask you shilas, that's an automatic kibbul light, like you had said, Johnny. It's a gomer of a sovereign, should keep a lot of your potter. That's what it means. Keep a lot of the shalom. Halacha l'maisa. So obviously they're coming to ask you a shalom. That's an automatic kabbalah. So it's like you have an automatic keturah, Stephen. Okay? The Rashba didn't like this. I mean, he said the Gemara could have given an answer. They were talking about you need reshus in case where there's no kabbalah. Okay? The Gemara wanted to say a new chiddush, you know, of dissemination. Okay, but I want you to get that second answer. It's like an automatic kabbalah. Anyone who comes to ask you the shalom, you automatically have that. Okay. And then one more answer for this question is the Rabbeinu Yonah. He said the Gemara of Lashon Yora, which we interpreted against that. We said Yora and then Yora. He seemed to say the double Lashon is that he made a drasha. That he can make the Kavanah of Yora is that you can make a drasha and make a public shir about it. So even though you don't ask a shal, if one of the guys is on a shir on Shabbos and he hears that, it's like already what he asked you. So it's an automatic keturah. He says, but Rebbe, you said it in shir, you know? So I say, okay, you're you said it in shir, but it's a kabbalah, and I'm potter, you make a mistake. It's like you asked me. That was the third answer, the Kunder of any owner. It's like an automatic kabbalah if you're in the shir. And then automatically you're potter. Okay. That answer's number what? Number 4. 5. Give two other terutzim to the kasha. So the Rebbe Yonah said an amazing answer. You remember that by Horah, there's a lot of times hefsid moment, right? A lot of times it's hefsid moment. By kashrus, you know, hefsid moment. I mean, you pass all steers, a few $1,000. Chicken, a little bit less, but still, it's money. But there are areas in Yisrael Vahetta where there's no momentous. Let's say, Chol Shabbos or Taras Mishpacha. There's no momentous at all. So the fact that he said Yora, is to tell me, Halacha L'maisa, if he's Gomer, why do you need to tell us Rishus? There are certain areas in Yisrael Vahetta where you don't have to pay any cash. So if you're knowledgeable, Stephen, the Gemara asks, why do you need Netilas Rishus? See, where areas where there's a mammon loss, okay, I understand why you need Netilas Rishus. E gomer, the Tirus Rishus Lamali. But the Gemara wasn't focusing on the areas where there's hefsid mammon. The Gemara's focusing on Shabbos, Ataras, Mishpacha, where there is no cash lost. If there's no cash lost, the Gemara's asking a great kasha. Okay? That's a beautiful answer, we thought, right? There's certain areas where there's no cash lost.
Which was the answer?
The answer is the Gemara's answer. to disseminate properly. Again, Gomer Scotchers, e-gomer, Nitila Shushus Lomboli. All the Shomer say, what do you mean? You Nitila Shushus to pop you from a payment. But there are certain areas where there's no payment. Like Yochel Shabbos or Taras Mishpachet. Kashrus to his payment. Okay. Fine. And then the fifth answer is Reb David Bonfor. Chiddush Yoran. I lost my Chiddush Yoran. I still never found it. He quotes all the time Chiddush Reb David Bonfor. Okay, what is the Reb David Bonfor saying from Provence? He answers that the Gemara did not answer the Nitila Shushus to be Potter because he said an amazing thing. By Horah, you don't need an Nitila Shushus. You're automatically Potter. If you're an eligible fellow and you make a psak in Issa Hefer, you're automatically Potter. Halacha l'maisa. Just like three smuchim. If they make a mistake, they're Potter as well. Okay? They make a tour. It seems like the Reb David Bonfor was saying what Johnny had said, that if you have smicha, you know you're potter. Smicha includes the tour of payment. So he's saying that if you know how to paskin lamaisa, so you're automatically potter. Three hadyotos, you know, or guys that are not supposed to judge, I mean, I'm telling you, they need an intuition shush. But guys that have smicha lamaisa, so there is no, and that guy had smicha. So the Gemara, you can't give that answer. He already had a smicha. So he's potter from payment. Remember we said that was a machlokes, remember that? The Ramban and the Rambam, said smicha patis from pain, but other Rishonim said not that way. Chiddush Aharon said not that way. Okay, so that answers number what? Number five. Okay, six. What was the story with the Talmidim? What was the story with the Talmud? The story was, there was this fine Talmud that, came to a certain place, and he couldn't believe what was going on there. Okay? What do you mean you couldn't believe what's going on there? There's a concept called chulin b'tahara, eating chulin in a state of tahara. There's a concept called eating chulin b'tahara. Make sure we get that. What do we say, Rav Wilson said over to me? Shlith, you know Rav Wilson? One of the greatest Talmidim of the Rav Zatzal.
I know.
He lives in Arnof. Yeah, he's a great gong. So he said that, he pointed out to me there are two reasons. Machlis Ram Ritva. Why do you eat chulin b'tahara? The Ram says precious. There's a notion of precious, like Mesil Sharm talks about. But then there's a notion of Hachana Lebinim Beis Hamikdash, Ritva Dav Bezin Nid and Dav Zayin. It's getting ready for the building of the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. He comes here. There was a story that Rebbe went to one place. He went to Rebbe Yudanus, he went to a place, and he saw these guys kneading their dough in kalim that were tameh. And they had no concern about this, that the dough would become tameh. And he said to them, what are you doing? Why are you kneading your dough in kalim that are tameh? So they said, Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, we're not doing anything wrong. There was a Talmud that came here and told us that Nei Bitsoim are not Machshirim. What? He says. Do you know what that Talmud is referring to? He's referring to egg yolk and whites of eggs. That's not Machshir L'Kabel Tuma. But marshed water, which is what you guys are using, Nei Bitsoim, of course it's Machshir L'Kabel Tuma. Of course it is. And he said they made another mistake. What was the other mistake they made in Lumdus? That they said just like marshed water is not good for what? Mechatas. What's mechatas? The water, the ashes. You burn the red heifer, paraduma, and you mix it with the natural spring water. You sprinkle on the guy day three and day seven is tummy mace. Just like marshed water is possible for maim chayim, so too this is not good for what to be machshul kabbaltuma. That's wrong. Mechatas is a special din, maim chayim binyan. Here is lachshure. Lachshure, any good water is good. That was a double mistake that they made, halach lamas, but it was because he didn't have the Nitila Shushus. At that time, they made an enactment. A Talmud can never pass until they check how he can disseminate, pronounce it right. And that's what Tosfos pointed out to the second Tosfos, that, you know, you can make a difference between bitzim and bein, right? Beitzim and bitzim. Very similar. So a person can make a mistake. Now, what do we say about, this is very important, what do we say about this notion of Machshir L'Kabel Tuma, you got to know what it is. What is it? Fruits and vegetables can only become tummy if what? If it's ready. Machshir means ready. Prerequisite. It's ready to Mekabel Tuma. You have a dead rat that falls on a cucumber. It's a disgusting thing, right? But it fell on the what? Fell on the cucumber. How is it Mekabel Tuma, the cucumber? Dead rat is tummy. It has to grow a third, Jacob, the cucumber. What else? You have to have one of the seven liquids fall on it. And the owner of it has to want to have the seven liquids fall on it. One of the seven liquids. Yad, Shachat, Dam. Yud is Yayin. Dalet is Dvash from a bee, honeybee. Shin is Shemen from an olive oil. Ches is Chalav milk. Tes is Dew. Dam is Dalet is blood. And Mem is Mayim. Why would a guy ever want blood on his vegetables? Maybe for as in a pesticide. You know, he doesn't want any bugs coming around it. But Lemaisin, what I want to bring out is that we have two approaches. What does it mean it readies it? Is it a conductor of electricity? You know how there's something called a conductor of electricity? The Rav said, according to the Ramban, it's a conductor of tumma. These seven things ready this cucumber not to be a kabbal tumma. Now, it doesn't have to be wet when the rat falls on it. It just had to have been wet after the guys, it just had to be wet after what? It had to be wet when?
Before the
rat fell. After it was tallish, you know, after it was detached.
Yeah.
Okay? That's one way of saying it. The other way the Rav said, it's not an ochon tumo until it's what? Until it's watered or has one of the seven liquids out of it. You still have to say, abracha, halacha lemaisa. Yeah, we're ready for the guys. Okay. All right, so we'll break here, guys. Shkoyev to you guys. Proud of you guys. Okay? 115, Bez Hashem. Tell the other guys we'll be coming. We'll finish it up. We're up to number what? Number seven. All right, Shkoyev. Now, you guys, you come in. Oh, why did they show me later?
Thank you.